بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إن شاء الله we'll just very quickly, very briefly today إن شاء الله go through one or two hadiths. So alhamdulillah, every Sunday we have this lesson of hadith from Riyadh al-Salihin of Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, in which he talks about all of the ingredients that a person needs in order to become from the Salihin, to become from the righteous ones. So all the different ingredients that you can think of, how can a person become from the Siddiqeen? Siddiq, this word, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we hear. Okay, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he's Siddiq because he is truthful, and he's Siddiq because he accepted the truth from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Siddiq is also the highest level of the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the Quran, when Allah ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah ta'ala says that we make this dua on a daily basis. Ya Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of the people that you have favored. So we understand that the way to get hidayah, the way to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is by following a path which was shown to us by some people. So we have to follow people who will show us a path to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people were the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, and then the Siddiqeen. Those who are from the highest of Allah ta'ala's saints and servants. Who is a Siddiq? The ulama say Siddiq is someone, one is Sadiq, truthful, such bolne wala. Sadiq al-Aqwal, he speaks the truth. This is Sadiq, he's a truthful person, he always speaks the truth. Haq bolta hai, such bolta hai. And one is Sadiq al-Aqwali wal-Af'al. This is what many Muslims try to become. Sadiq al-Aqwali wal-Af'al. That my actions are truthful, my speech is truthful, and my actions are in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, with the commands of Allah Ta'ala and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When my actions become in accordance with that, this is Sadiqul Af'al. And then you have Sadiqul Ahwal, that a person's every hal, every state is according to the command of Allah Ta'ala and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every state. This is nothing to do with physical actions. So when a person is a master of Sidq fil qawl, truthful speech, and sidq in action, truthfulness in their action, and sidq in their state as well. In all the states that they're in, it's exactly the way that Allah Ta'ala wants them to be in. This is when they become siddiq. It's the highest level of sainthood. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has written this kitab here, has compiled a hadith in this kitab, so that we can all have a shot and attempt to become siddiq. If we can bring all these qualities, subhanallah, into our lives, which has found inside of Riyadh al-Salihin, very few kitabs have been written like this. That's why Allah Ta'ala has given it so much acceptance, then we will become from the Siddiqeen. If we can bring all these ingredients into our life. So this chapter we were going through, Babu Fadli Zuhdi, I'm going to have to finish very quickly today, I do apologize. So Babu Fadli Zuhdi fi dunya. The virtues of zuhd in the dunya, abstinence in the dunya, staying away from the things of the dunya, having no interest in the things of the dunya. This is from one of the most important ingredients to make a person siddiq and to make a person from the righteous ones. And that's why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, subhanallah, very rarely does he bring a chapter this long. So many hadith, we're just going through them. So inshallah, to just read one or two hadith today. وعن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that if the dunya was equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, or the wing of a gnat, ba'uda is a gnat, like a mosquito, If the dunya was equal or equivalent to the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala would not have given a kafir, a disbeliever, even a sip of water to drink from it. It's very important, subhanallah. When we say dunya, what are we talking about? We're talking about anything which is desirable. Anything which is desirable in this world is dunya. The pious people, they find desirable the things of the akhirah. Salah and tilawah and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They enjoy it. So they find that desirable. But anything which is desirable in this materialistic world is dunya. That a person wants, wishes to have. So Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if Allah ta'ala had given the value of, or in the sight of Allah, if this dunya had the value of the wing of a mosquito, not even the entire mosquito, just the wing of it, then Allah ta'ala would not have given a kafir a sip of water to drink. It's a valuable thing. Allah ta'ala would not have wasted it upon someone who is not deserving of it. But in the sight of Allah, this dunya is nothing. That's why the ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ما نظر إليها منذ خلقها. That since Allah ta'ala created the dunya, He's not even looked at it twice. It has zero importance in the sight of Allah. So competing with one another to see kiske paas zyada maal ho, zyada jo hai hadolat ho, or bada makan ho, ye, it means nothing to Allah. Hatta ke on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that yu'ta bir rajuli azim is-samini yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be brought, he will be azim, a great person, meaning in the dunya he will be someone who was very well respected. Samin, he will be big. The ulama say from here, motapan. You know, sometimes people try and impose on others with their size, that, you know, everybody respect me, I'm the big, you know, whatever they call them, big G or something. Right? So they try and impose on other people with their sheer size. This person will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And the hadith goes on to mention, I think the same point, that he will not have the equivalence or the weight of the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah. Now Allah ta'ala is going to give him zero respect. Allah ta'ala does not care about this person. In this dunya, this person was so well respected. So this is the reality. Dunya and the people of dunya, Allah Ta'ala has no value for it. So we have to understand this. That Allah Ta'ala has created us in the dunya, we have to live, we have to survive. So we need the necessities, we need the essentials, but we can't make dunya our priority and our goal. Goal has to be akhirah. So we use the things of the dunya to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we have to live in the dunya. It's sunnatullah. A person can't say, I'm not going to work, I'm not going to earn, I'm just going to sit there doing ibadah. They won't be able to last for long. I'm not going to get married, I'm going to stay a bachelor. They're going to fall into fitna. All these things have been created for us, so we benefit from them, but we use them to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the ways shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the reason why Allah ta'ala, when the mushrikun of Makkah said, why did Allah Ta'ala not send an angel as a messenger? A firishta. Allah Ta'ala firishte ko nabi banakar kyun nahi bheja? The response was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because this is a human being. A human being eats the way you eat, drinks the way you drink, needs to go to the market to buy groceries, needs to get married, needs to have children. If we sent an angel, what would you have said? You would have said, he doesn't need to eat, he doesn't need to drink, he doesn't need to go to the market. How is this being going to understand us? How are we supposed to follow this? You're nothing like us. So this is why we sent a human being. He's just like you, living in the dunya just like you, having to use the materials of the dunya to live a life just like you, but he's doing it exactly in accordance with the way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased. This is what you need to do. So this is the maqsad, this is the purpose of our life. And you know, subhanAllah, this month of Ramadan is a training ground. How we can make the rest of our life like this. Look, subhanAllah, how much discipline comes into the life of people. But the problem is the ikhlas, sincerity. And tawbah, I talked about it the other day in Fajr. Tawbah. That, ya Allah, I've made my tawbah. I'm never going to do it again in my life. If this condition is not fulfilled, then tawbah doesn't take place. You haven't done your tawbah. That nadama, regret, and the intention that I will never go back to that action. That's why, you know, many ulama give bayans and they say, look, in Ramadan you see these people, on the day of Eid that person is going to miss all five salah. But in Ramadan he was reading all five salah in the masjid. How does that happen? All five salah in the masjid in Ramadan on the day of Eid is missing all five salah. Because in the mind there was no intention of reform and change. He just thought like a businessman, got this month, cash in this month, and then back to square one. That's why there's no hidayah, there's no coming back onto the path and staying on the path, no istiqama. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَى. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Qur'an, فَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ إِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. Allah is most forgiving. Allah will forgive everything. For whom? The one who brings iman, the one who does good a'mal, and then he gets hidayat. When do you get hidayah? Do you get hidayah after iman and good a'mal, or before iman and good a'mal? Before. Haji Safan, the only person answered correctly. You get hidayah first, and then you have iman. Allah has given you hidayat, therefore you have accepted iman, embraced Islam, become a mu'min, and then you do good a'mal. But the ulama say, why did Allah Ta'ala say, fahtada at the end? فَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. That I am the most forgiving to the one who brings iman, who does good a'mal, and then he gets hidayat. They say because here Allah Ta'ala is saying hidayat meaning istiqamat. Allah is giving you iman, Allah is giving you the tawfiq ability to practice good a'mal, and then Allah Ta'ala is giving you the tawfiq to remain firm on this till you die. So this is what a believer is. Not just Ramadan, and I just, you know, do as much as I can in Ramadan, but with the full intention. Okay, let Ramadan go, and I'm going to carry on watching my TV show that I paused for Ramadan, and I'm going to carry on doing my, bad activities that I paused in the month of Ramadan. How can we expect our a'mal of Ramadan to be accepted by Allah? Agar Allah mujh par naraz ho, chunki maine abhi tak tawbah nahi kiya, to Allah Ta'ala kyun kar mere nek a'mal ko qabul karenge? Why would Allah Ta'ala accept my good a'mal? Allah is angry with me. If somebody is angry with me and I go and give them a gift, they'll probably throw it in my face. You haven't asked for forgiveness yet. You haven't asked me to forgive you and you're just trying to bribe me or something. Ask me for forgiveness. And part of asking Allah for forgiveness is making the firm intention to never commit those sins ever again. So this is when Ramadan becomes fruitful. I made the firm intention, Ya Allah, whatever happened in my life has happened. But you've given me this Ramadan. I am going to make it the start of a new chapter in my life. I'm going to make the start of a new chapter in my life. After Ramadan, I'm going to be a different person. How am I going to be a different person? I'm going to make this Ramadan money, my phone usage, bad addictions that I may have, and all the other problems I might have. I'm going to use Ramadan to curb them, reduce them, get rid of them. So after Ramadan, I'm already in the habit, in the routine, and I can just continue with the flow. Allah Ta'ala give us all the... Everyone ready to do amal upon this, inshallah? Allah Ta'ala give myself and all of us the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, shalala, and astaghfirullah.